Okay. We are recording.
We are. Well, hello.
Hello, everybody.
It's been a while. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you here.
Well, I'm glad. It's nice to be missed.
I like it when you're here.
Oh, okay. It's good to be missed.
Really like it.
I'm glad you really like it.
That's all I'm going to say about that. So, so I guess I thought we would let me go ahead and get this going here, and we'll start the show. Okay. I had it up. There it is. Okay. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Kids on Squirrels.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels Show.
Hello, hello, hello.
And you are present for the return of Faith.
It was like I've been away for a million years. I've been away for 4 days.
The trip, the trip debriefing.
Oh, my goodness.
It seemed like forever.
I mean, you saw me Saturday when I left, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I came back Wednesday afternoon.
I spent all day Saturday alone.
So 5 days, I guess.
Spent all day Sunday alone. All day Monday, all day Tuesday, and all day Wednesday. That's 5 days.
You were with your parents, and Helen was here.
5 days.
And Helen was
here. It's not the same. They don't do my laundry.
Okay. Good to know why I missed.
No, I mean laundry.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
With air quotes.
Oh, you didn't do that at first. Oh, well. Well, I hope they don't. Ew.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
I don't even know why we're talking about this.
You're the one who brought it up.
No. Okay, so you were gone, and now you're back. And I had a good time. We went out with Carrie and we played golf. And we
Saturday.
Uncle Carrie and Jean, we geocaching. And we went to putt-putt golfing. We went on a wild chase to find Ball's hamburgers. We did not.
Oh, sorry.
We ate at Cece's Pizza.
Ew. How'd you end up there? Gross.
Because we were starving to death. It was really good when you're starving to death.
Oh, okay. You do know there's better pizza than that, right?
Not within the immediate area that we were in.
Oh, my goodness. Cece's Pizza. That's like for little kids.
We got there, and we were there where the GPS told us a Ball's hamburger was, uh-huh. And we had been looking for it for over an hour.
Why?
And we were all very grouchy because we hadn't had much of I had breakfast like early that morning. Uh-huh. No, we didn't have a snack or a drink or anything, and we were all getting a little cranky. Jen had a headache, and we're like, okay, there's no Ball's hamburger here.
And she hadn't probably seen her child all day either, huh?
What
so she's probably here. Really cranky.
So there was an Applebee's and a Cece's.
I'd rather go to Applebee's, honestly.
Well,
but I wasn't there,
Helen,
so it doesn't
Cece's
really matter.
And Jim
I had Coney
Cece's.
Island hot dogs. I got off the plane, and my sister was standing there waiting in La Crosse.
There's no Coney Island in La Crosse.
It's
Wisconsin.
Called Coney Island Hot Dogs. It's the name of the franchise. So,
but Coney
whatever.
Island is on the East Coast.
It's a different Coney Island. So I got off the plane, and Debbie's standing there, and she says, "Dad didn't want to pay, so he's circling around." So we dropped her. I mean, this airport's small, okay? So it's not like it's that big of a deal. There's one gate, okay? No, there's two gates. I'm sorry. There's Delta and American Eagle, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So
it's La Crosse International Airport.
Yeah. So she comes in. She says, "We're going to Coney Island for lunch." I'm like, "Whoa! That's the best thing you could ever say." I had the worst headache. It was so awful. The winds were so bad, and the plane just got bounced all over the place on the takeoff and the landing. I have terrible motion sickness.
But homie don't do motion.
No,
okay?
I don't.
She gets mad at me if I drive recklessly.
Yes,
you know?
I get a headache. It was awful. And so I put on Toby Mac, and I pretended I was in a different place. You I held onto place. The seat and I put it was really mind over matter. I just made it was a different because I didn't have medicine on the way there.
Let me tell you something.
On the way back, I took drugs.
In Faith's happy place, there's Toby Mac and nothing moves.
And nothing moves.
Nothing moves.
I was made to love you. I was made to adore you. Whatever. I was made to love and be loved by you. I say I played that over, and I'm like, I was made to love you. I'm in a special place. I am not gonna throw up in this plane. I was digging through the seat. Where's the barf bag? I'm going for the barf bag. There was no bag. So then I started looking next door. I'm like, where's the seat next door?
You could just push that little button and tell them that you need a barf bag. They'll get you one real quick. Mm,
but it was fine. We landed. It was all good. But then I had a headache. I had a headache for a good hour.
No
Coney
restroom.
Island made it better.
No restroom on that plane, huh?
Well, yeah.
Oh, there is one? On the little puddle jumper?
It's not a little one.
Oh, it wasn't?
It wasn't little.
It wasn't little?
No, it wasn't like the old ones that I used to go. The Mesaba used to... Northwest had Mesaba, and those were small. But these are not. These are... Yeah. You know, like two on both sides. They're not that little.
Okay.
You know, maybe
jet?
Maybe
was it jet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Because when we flew from Chicago
15
to
rows.
La Crosse, the only time I've ever been.
12 rows, maybe.
Was we flew from Chicago to
oh,
La Crosse.
Oh, that's right. And it was little.
It was a Saab propeller.
It was a little
jet.
Plane. I mean, yeah, but now they have all. Well, because Delta took over, so all those got retired, and they're all jets. Now they're all. But, I mean, they're smaller, but.
We got
which is why I heard the turbulence. Why I felt the turbulence bad. It was just awful. But anyway, so I got there and I got to have Coney Island. That was nice.
And
so we ate with my mom and dad.
On Airbus.
I did.
That was
which I've been on before.
You
but
have?
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the seats were bigger and the aisle was wider and you could recline your seat back further. It was more space. Of course, they gave you a bag of peanuts that was about.
Personally, I'm waiting till they come out with the air.
The bag of peanuts was this big. I'm not kidding you. She gave me two. Wasn't that nice of her? She said, if you would like to buy a big streak, that will be $7.
$7?
For this, you know, for like a shot. Can I have a shot? Maybe it'll make my pain from the turbulence go away, please.
When did they start serving $7?
It's always been like that for drinks. Wow. Oh,
not,
yeah, it's
not
always
when we go to Mexico.
High.
Boy, they're flowing free on the way to Mexico. They're not free, but they're cheap.
No, I don't know.
When we flew to Mexico,
so.
It was $1 for a beer, $2 for a mixed drink.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's probably because it's a... What you call it? It's a... What do you call those?
This is going to tell you something. When you fly to Mexico, as soon as you leave Dallas
International
Airport...
It's a charter flight.
Yeah, it's a charter flight.
So they go back and forth all day long.
Right. As soon as you leave Dallas DFW Airport, you are in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
According to everybody on that plane.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden it's like, party fiesta!
Yeah.
So it's like... I mean, they start drinking then...
Well, they must buy their liquor in Mexico because it's cheaper.
It's
so
cheaper,
that's
yeah.
what they.
They start passing out the liquor, man.
And there was no food.
They don't even level off. The waitresses are pushing down the aisles.
It was teeny tiny little bags of peanuts.
And then we get there. Here's the cool thing: you get there, you go from the So then you leave the plane, and you go through the airport to the bus. Now you can't have a drink in your hand in the airport for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Not getting there, not in customs.
Well, no.
But it.
They wouldn't let me take my coffee either.
But as soon as you get on the bus in Mexico, as soon as you walk out of the airport, you get on this big bus, and there's a big cooler sitting on the front seat.
Yep. But you have to pay for them.
The bus driver's selling them, yep.
Yeah, he's
wine coolers and beers.
Yeah. So it was fun. I got there. It was good.
First thing they do when you get to the hotel is put a drink in your hand.
Uh-huh. So I got to have Coney Island. Double dog with chili and cheese. Double dog with just chili and cheese. That's what Debbie gets too. And then the best fries ever.
The double dog is the best.
French fries.
Let me tell you why
ever.
The double dog rules. The double dog rules because they're skinny
uh-huh.
and they taste good.
Yes.
But the reason why they rule is because they make a little trough for
they
the
do,
chili.
For the chili. And then it's shredded cheese that doesn't melt, like get all gooey and gross. It's
yeah.
fresh shredded cheese.
Yeah, it's not
oh,
your Sonic. It's not like
man.
Sonic
it's
cheese.
It's not gooey cheese. It's fresh shredded Wisconsin cheese. Oh. Yeah, so good.
Other than that, they're not that remarkable.
No, other than that, no. But the French fries are fantastic.
French fries are good. They're little skinny ones.
But I love them. And they like get crunchy just right, and they hold the salt just perfect.
Mm. My favorite French fries, of course,
but they only have Pepsi, so I had a dirt.
Chick-fil-A
I'd
waffle
have dirt
fry.
Diet Pepsi. Ugh. So, anyway. My dad had come from dialysis, so he was kind of tired, but he did well. So anyway, yeah, so it was good. We worked hard. My mom worked me like a dog. Mm-hmm. It was great.
I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're.
I learned how to till, and I got made fun of, and it's all good. We made a flower garden, 30 foot. What are you, a circumference? Isn't that right? Yeah. Ended up being 30 feet round.
I worked on my dad's.
I had to pound in all those little landscape tiles, you know? I'm going, where's Brad? Why am I doing this? Brad would be here doing this. And Brad, I'm not here. He's not here helping me pound these stupid things in the ground.
Brad was at his dad's house working on his dad's television.
Oh.
No, actually, you were there for that.
Yeah. And then we had to dig up the ground, and we had to put the landscape, the paper down.
Then I loaded Ubuntu on his computer.
Did you ruin that, too?
No, he liked that.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's a big Ubuntu fan now.
Well, that's good. So we got a flower garden. It was very pretty, and it turned out very nice, and I showed you the pictures. And then we organized the whole rest of the time I was there, hung drapes. My dad and I got in a fight. It was great.
Hanging drapes.
Mm-hmm. I realized the best thing to do with that is just let him do it.
All right, well, that ain't what we come here to tell you.
What did we come here to tell him?
We didn't. But we do have calls.
So oh, we do?
Let's do some calls.
All right.
Yes. Let's see what we got. Oh, by the way, next show, not today, but next show, which will probably be next week before you hear it.
Yes.
Will be, are y'all ready? Are you ready? It'll be the sleepers and overplays. That's right. The overplayed sleep, not the overplayed sleepers. The sleepers and overplays. Your songs that you contributed to us. By the way, Amy, Walking in the Spirit, sent me her class songs. I'm sorry, we're done, darling. It's over.
It's a little late.
I enjoyed them, but
not when did she graduate?
Last year? I don't know. No, no.
She remembered the 80s.
Yeah.
She must not be that young. No.
She was, I think, 92. Incredibly 92.
Something like that. Okay.
I think. I don't know. I don't remember. That was last week. So, anyway, next week we will start on the overplays and sleepers. So get them in if you haven't already sent them. We've got tons, so I'm sure. But if you haven't sent them in and you want them, then there they are.
All right.
Now, if you have already sent them in, you can start working on your next list. And these I'm very interested in. Be sure you put, by the way, because this is starting to get a little confusing with the overlaps and stuff, be sure you put in the subject, subject line, put, if they're overplays and sleepers, put that. If the new ones, which are
and designate which list is which, too.
Yeah.
Because we might play the overplays.
I think we're gonna know. Which
yeah,
ones
but like with the
overplays.
Other list, when it was like their best and worst, we couldn't tell.
That wasn't that.
We
great.
We could have been making fun of you when we would have even known.
I know. It's not that wasn't that great of. I mean, it was a great idea, but it didn't work out very well because there's not a lot of sleepers on Groove Shark.
Yeah,
I found plenty, but I mean,
I didn't.
I think
none of mine were on there.
People's favorite sleepers weren't.
Nope. You've already heard all my favorite ones already.
I know. Anyway, so the next list is songs that creep you out, okay? So, songs that creep you out. That just
Alrighty
like,
then.
Song is creepy. So, and it doesn't have
I got it.
Okay,
that doesn't. Smells like Teen Spirit.
That doesn't creep you out. You just don't like it.
Oh.
These aren't songs you just don't like. These are songs that creep you out.
Okay.
All right, so be sure you put creepy songs in the subject title if you're sending that.
Okay. Creepy songs, okay.
Yep. All right, so let's play some people's calls.
Da-da-da-da.
Hey, Brad,
Chase.
This is Deanna.
That's creepy.
I'm just calling for a couple things. First off, I giggle every time you guys say my sister's name. it's actually pronounced in three words. You.
Don.
And
You, Donna.
You, Donna. Isn't that what I said?
I think so.
Is she black? I don't want to be insensitive.
You, Donna.
Yeah.
That's not. Why do you have to be all racial about it?
I'm not being racial.
You, Donna.
It has nothing to do with racial.
Madonna. She's not black. You, Donna. This is Madonna with a U.
Oh, you, Donna.
You, Donna.
I think I said that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, because I know a you, Donna, and she's black.
Do you have to say it like that?
Like what?
Like you just said it.
I didn't say anything.
You did. You did.
I don't know what you're talking about. And how do you pronounce her last name?
Udonna. Anyway, I also wanted to thank you.
I think it's a beautiful name, by the way, Udonna.
It is.
It's very unique. I didn't mean to. Hope that I didn't make anybody mad there.
12 years old when my sister graduated from high school. And...
So you're you're ratting your sister out for being old now. You're calling, you're telling the age of your
sister.
Well,
she threw her under the bus about the whole fire thing.
This whole this whole sister fight on my show is starting to get interesting.
Uh huh.
Your show on the class songs really gave me some insight to where my sister was when she was 18. So, actually, you know what? Come to think of it, I don't know whether to thank you or to try to wash my brain.
Just flush.
Bleach will do it.
Just flush.
After her risque songs.
Anyway, you guys have a great day. And vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios. All right. Thank you for that.
I mean, you have to wonder if that's what you listen to. Mike and I had it when I was in Wisconsin, had an argument about what was on our jukebox in the school lounge.
Yes.
And we always, one of the best, we always had old songs. Everything was old. And Cecilia.
You're breaking my heart.
That was one of our favorites. And we would play it over and over again. And he said Eric Clapton. I'm like, that isn't Eric Clapton. Do you know Eric Clapton? I know Eric Clapton. That's not him. It is Simon and Garfunkel. I'm telling you, I know music. I am married to the music savant.
But I understood where he was coming from.
Why would he think it was Eric Clapton?
Because you could get Cecilia into Layla.
No, you could not.
You could get that tune. You could get the tune and the words mixed
up. I heard
up.
Layla this morning, and I told Helen when it came on. I said, this is one of the best guitars of all time. So listen to it. And I'm like, wait, I don't want to listen to this song. Never mind. You got me on my knees.
Layla.
And it was the acoustic album, which I love. It's my favorite.
Really?
I love his acoustic album.
I love his acoustic album, but favorite. I like the original version of Layla with the other ending, the ending at the end that's
yes.
another song.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
I like the acoustic.
Just listen to your latest show, which you did a couple of weeks ago, you know, back last month or something.
Where you been?
We're busy people. We're busy people.
For Faith left on her vacation there and...
Wasn't a vacation.
And I was working my butt off the entire time.
You were talking about the Roman numeral D. Well, you know, that stands for 500.
Right.
But,
You knew that?
Well, only because she told me.
Who?
Helen.
Oh.
You have to know your Roman numerals.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. What do you need your Roman numerals?
You don't need them.
You know why he thinks you need them? Because his song was the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
You know what I found out?
And you needed it back then.
You know what I found out? Romans didn't use them. It's a myth. Because they didn't have the letters that we have or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's made it up.
Well, it's just like somebody made that up later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else? Romans didn't speak Latino. I don't understand why it's like this Latin, it's from Rome. No, it's not. Sorry. Had to get that out of the way.
Oh,
there's a lot of discussion about the Roman numerals.
There is?
Yeah, okay, so okay. Let me start off by saying that Dave was involved in this.
Oh, of course.
Dave started making fun of it on the phone. I was on the phone with Dave Avila and I started
Avila.
What'd I say?
Avila.
Udana Avila?
We're not in an Avila.
Dave Udana. I was on the phone with him, and we were talking about, and then the subject of the Roman numerals came up with Helen's thing, and he's the one that started making fun of it. So then when I made fun of him on the show, I didn't give him credit for making fun of it. So then he's on his show going, well, my friend, I have a friend who has black Roman numerals. It was funny.
Oh, boy.
It was funny. If you don't listen, the Jen and Dave show is the companion show to the Two Blind Squirrels. And really, you're missing half our show if you're not listening
to
that.
You have to have both. Both go to, they go together.
The thing I really love on that show, though, was when Skeeter says, Bios, con Dios. You know, that's the equivalent of go with God. Just go.
If you have to go, go with God.
Go. That's funny.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Lewis. Uncle Lewis is recording again. His show is up
all
and
right.
running.
So he's feeling better. That's good.
Talked to him today on the phone.
Good.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Dave in Nebraska.
Hi, Dave in Nebraska.
Hey, it's the original Dave.
The original Dave.
Just calling you because I have a question. I had two funerals today at the church.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Well, he just had to officiate them.
You can't have two funerals. You can only have one.
He officiated.
Once. How can you have two
He
funerals?
Officiated at the funeral.
Oh, I see.
Fortunately, both of them were the same family, but that's a whole other story.
Ew, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
But I had two funerals, and then I had to go finish my training to be a census worker. And I just wondering, isn't that kind of a conflict of interest? Because you're working on putting some in the ground, and then 20 minutes later, you got to go work on how to count people. I think I'm working against myself.
If you run into any illegals while you're out there, you just go ahead and ship them down here to ship them to Arizona. They'll take care of them for you.
Oh, and then the front page. See the front page of the Dallas paper.
No,
Texans revolting against Arizona laws. I'm like, which Texans?
What Texans? We're all for it.
All the illegal immigrants. That's who's revolting.
Yeah, I guess. So stupid. I hate the media.
Stupid media.
Because what we've really had here is a bunch of rallies saying, go Arizona, go.
Yeah.
The Tea Party is completely behind. There's a huge Tea Party in Texas, and they're all
huge.
Way behind. And the Dallas Morning News will not cover anything the Tea Party does.
No, nothing.
It's like there's no stories in the Dallas Morning News. There'll be 10,000 people in downtown Dallas having a rally.
And you won't
It'll
see
be
an article.
On page six, there'll be a two-line thing. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
Front page, giant flag.
That's
Texas
right.
opposes immigrant laws. What drastic immigrant laws
no,
in Arizona?
No, we don't. We're all for them. Me and everybody I know.
Okay.
You know what they did at the Spurs game? The Stars game. Yeah, Stars.
Yeah,
and
Stars
Spurs.
Game. Yeah.
So the Stars renamed themselves the Stars. What am I talking about? That's
I don't
hockey.
Know. The Spurs, well, I'm like going along with you. Whatever.
The Spurs and the Suns basketball
game. Oh, basketball.
Phoenix Suns. They renamed themselves for one night. They renamed themselves Los Suns, which is stupid because it should be Los Solos, right?
Yes.
Los Suns. It's like, what is that? Tex-Mex?
Yes.
Los Suns. Stupid. Stupid! Anyway, so they renamed themselves that for one night in protest of the Arizona law, which most of Arizona's are for. Okay, which is stupid because they did this in protest, but what they didn't do was allow everybody to get in free. If you didn't have a ticket, if they're really going to support this,
right.
going to protest this, what they should do is not require you to have papers or a ticket,
right, to
get into the game,
right?
Because that's essentially what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
You don't need papers to come here. We're America. Okay, fine. Then let them into your game without buying a ticket.
Uh huh.
And by the way, while they're there, give them free health care and free food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm okay with feeding people, but then send them back.
Yeah, that's right. You want to risk your life to get across our borders? We'll give you a nice inoculation shot, a shower, a flea bath, a hot meal, and we'll send you back.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewed
what's his name? It's the name just left me.
That is not the Christian attitude. That's just Texan attitude.
What is his name? Iran's president. I can't pronounce his name. You're just gonna let me do that. What
Udana.
Is his, no. Anyway, they were interviewing him because of those three hikers they've been held captive for 9 months.
What is it? Which state?
Iran.
Oh.
The country.
Oh. There's still a country called Iran? It's kind of silly.
Yeah, we're kind of in conflict with them. So
who's hiking over there?
Well, they weren't hiking in Iran. They were hiking in like Kyrgyzstan, which borders, and they crossed the border, so the Iranians say. And they're like, they're spies. We're hiking. That's what they did. They went all over the world and hiked. Anyway, they've been held for like 10 months. And so they were interviewing him. What is his name? He's like horrible, horrible man.
Yeah, he is.
What is his name?
I don't know. Horrible man. Let's just say horrible man.
That's not him. It's not him. It's not the right name.
Udana. It doesn't matter. Tell the story.
I'm sorry, but it's bugging me.
Well, skip it.
Okay, so anyway, he says,
Well, everybody protects their borders. All of the countries in the world protect their borders. We can't just let people come in and not arrest them. You would arrest them if they came into your country, but not hold them captive without legal...
We would deport them.
Yeah, without legal... They wouldn't let them have legal counsel. They've been held for 10 months. No legal counsel, nothing.
Well, they're not entitled to legal counsel. They're not citizens in Iran. They're not citizens of Iran. No. Just like people who are not citizens here are not entitled to illegal counsel! Because they're not citizens!
That's why we send them home, but they don't send them home. They beat them and hold them in holding, horrible holding. What is this?
I know. It's like Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo. I know how to pronounce that.
I don't know. Let me know what you think. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, it's not a conflict.
It isn't. Because, you know, that's the cycle of life, so they say, and Disney.
So. I don't know where that came from.
Hello, Circle this is your life. Local Nebraska census worker. I was curious if you counted Buford on your census form. Thank you. Bye.
No, he gets his own.
He gets his own form.
He's not a dependent, dude.
No.
He has his own form, and I don't...
It's all up to him.
Buford! I was asking if he filled it out or not. So, yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
We got another call here.
You gotta get that fixed.
Slam that door really hard there.
Wow.
I'm sorry. What did y'all call me?
I did not. He did.
Yeah, I called you. I was wondering if you filled out your census. Exactly what is that? That's the thing. The government sent you to fill out, say, you know, you're here and you're, you know, you're and to count you.
You're a citizen.
First you register them, then they'll take them away.
Register what?
Your guns.
No, you're not registering your guns. You're registering yourself.
That's the first step, you see. No, see, the first step is they find out who you are and where you are and where, and they profile you. That's what them 10 questions is for.
Oh.
They profile you. When I say I'm one person, I got 20 goats and I live in a trailer house, and the next thing they know, they're going to come get my guns.
Oh.
I ain't doing it.
Okay. That's fine.
No sorry, Bob.
Don't they find you or something, or send somebody? Oh, they're going to send somebody out, knock on your door.
They can't find me. I ain't on the grid.
Oh.
Off the grid, baby.
Well, they're going to knock on my door. What am I supposed to tell them?
Tell them you don't know who I am.
But that would be lying.
Do you know who I am?
Not really.
There you go.
I would prefer to
He does have a point there.
He does.
You always want to pretend he doesn't exist.
Yeah,
so
I do, so I might as well just go with that, right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, yeah. So that's working for you this time, Buford.
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right, so you didn't count. Now, when you do your income tax, do you file your goats as dependents? Income tax, what's that? Okay, you just need to go now. I don't need to know anymore. Oh, man. I just hope when he goes down in flames, I don't go with him.
Uh-huh.
By association, if you know what I mean.
Hello, this is Clayton. I wanted to call in and let you guys know that I'm still listening, still enjoying the show.
Good to hear from you,
Clayton.
Very good stuff. And I also wanted to say that the man's prayer is, I'm a man, but I can change if I have to. I guess. Bye.
I knew we'd get a call in on that. And didn't Carrie email that to you the next day?
I got about 20 50, or 30.
Yeah, you knew you would. I'm a man. I could change if I have to, I guess.
I actually looked it up before the show was over, but I never got back to it.
Okay.
So.
You got distracted.
All right, two more calls here. Yeah. And then we'll be done for the evening. We shall retire to watch Bones. I love Bones.
We have to watch Lost. Oh, that's right.
We got to see Lost. Somebody dies.
And House. I had all day today. I was home today. And all day, they were like, they started talking about Lost.
What is this? Is this the longest call ever? It's taking forever to download. Who is this, Kitch?
No, Kitch
is 9.3 meg. Is this,
Dan.
It's either my brother or... Not my brother. It must be Kitch.
The Czar.
He lost his boot.
The Czar? That's why it's so long.
Oh.
Because we were...
Kids called me on accident?
Uh-huh. Hello?
This call's 10 minutes long. I think we'll just let it play.
It can be background.
I'll play this accidental call at mm-hmm. the end of the show. If you want to listen to it and see if anything interesting happens. Let's get the last call done first. That ought to be interesting.
Oops,
whoever you are. I think it was Kidge. Let's see. There may be some incriminating evidence on that call.
I know. Got to watch out for him.
Hello, squirrels. This is Dave. You may know me from such hit podcasts as The Data by Sight and The Jim and Dave Show. I listened to your podcast, and I noticed that Helen missed a couple of questions at school regarding Roman numerals.
Oh,
I was thinking to myself, self. I don't think they're kind of
only one question
there.
Did she miss? I mean, let's not exaggerate. One question. She got one wrong. One. Not a couple, only one.
Okay, well, he said
only
a couple.
D. He said a couple, but she only got one wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I take offense to that. She only missed one.
All right, calm down.
I mean, there's a lot of technologies and modern thought that maybe they're missing out on. But what I don't understand is why is there schools teaching children Roman numerals to do their math?
I completely agree. It's
I'm
like, what are you behind the times?
Well, it is a Becca homeschool curriculum.
It's a Becca,
uses.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why.
Arabic numerals.
We learned cursive, too. Did you know that the Texas school system, they do not require students to learn how to write in cursive anymore? Did you know that?
What do you mean, like ever?
It's not required. It is not a required, you know, like they have this list of required education. It's not a required thing to graduate, learning how to write in cursive. Seriously. I thought that was odd.
That is odd.
Is that old-fashioned now? Helen practically learned to write cursive at the same time she learned to write.
Pretty much, yeah.
And she has very nice handwriting, better than her daddy's.
I didn't learn how to write cursive until
later. If I could say
so
myself.
Yeah.
Now, in the modern world, so is this school, I mean, even credited?
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yes.
Go with that, Brad.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Bye. Yes. Well, it's what's confusing is trying to learn the Roman numerals at the same time they're learning the abacus.
Yeah,
that's what's confusing. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't messed that up, that would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been perfect. Oh, well.
This one is...
Hey, Brad and Faith.
Just came in.
Jose Torres.
Hey!
Jose!
Hey, so it's Jose Torres, the newlywed.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Oh, I'm sorry. He's a newlywed.
I thought we agreed never to say that again.
It fit.
I'm sober.
Those are retired things to say. We don't say those, and we don't say how you're doing anymore.
Oh, okay.
Now we say laundry.
Okay.
Tired.
Yeah, but I do laundry all day on Mondays, and it's not laundry like you're talking about. I'm very different.
You don't like laundry?
It's very different.
Well, maybe we should find
my sign in my laundry says laundry one day service. Oh, run with that one.
No, let's. We'll have to find something else.
Crap. Anyways,
yes,
finally
Jose.
Got married.
Yay!
And everything's going well.
Yay!
Sex is great. Oh.
See, I told you.
Yeah, now we're just going to go with sex?
We're not even. We've just left everything out. All of our
innuendos?
Double.
Innuendos? Yuandas?
We're just going with
whatever they
sex.
Are.
He's a newlywed. He can't help it.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
I think so.
Too late.
It's laundry, apparently.
It's a good gift from God. Well, I'm calling just to say...
He sounds tired.
He does. It's because he's enjoyed the gift from God.
Dude, you got to get some sleep, okay?
That's what you're going to call it, the gift from God.
They don't have date night. They have sleep night. One night a week, they take off and go to sleep.
I
remember a time.
Yes. Okay, can we go on with the call, please?
I haven't said anything for a while, so there. Also,
yes.
My podcast. Yes. It will be back, I promise.
No, I've already given up on you. Taking it. I've removed it from the website. I'm just kidding. Okay.
By next week, I will have a show.
Ooh, a commitment date.
Out.
I wish that the Nice Podcast would do things like that.
What happened to them? Did they pod fade?
Yeah. People sign up for Mount of Energy and just pod fade.
So those of those thousands of listeners that I have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient. All right. I will see you guys later. I hope you're doing well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy your
gift. Go get some sleep, dude. You sound tired. All right.
That's a better innuendo, the gift.
The gift.
The yep. gift. That
the gifting.
Can keep giving for 9 months.
The gift that keeps giving. It's been 8 years on this gift. All right. So, everybody, vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios.
We will see y'all next week, where we will continue Groove Sharking, which I know y'all all enjoy, or mm-hmm. at least a lot of you do. Get a lot of feedback on it. So if you don't, I'm really interested in this. If you don't like the kind of where we've gone with Two Blind Squirrels and doing a lot of Groove Shark, a lot of music-based shows and Groove Shark shows, if that's bumming you out and you don't like it, please let me know. I mean, you know, it's not a complaint. I want to know because I can only judge by the reactions I get, and the reactions I get have all been positive. So don't hold your tongue. Let me know. You don't have to criticize me personally. I can't handle that. But if you would like to say something about the show, that'd be okay.
Okay. Good to know.
You have to love me, but it's okay if you want to contribute to the, whatever. That else can do, everybody.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
Phone's going to be dead from doing this.
Ever in my life.
An iPhone?
This sounds like their moving day. kids moved into his house.
We were going to leave and wait and see if you noticed
it. Dog.
Hey, Devin, I was going to say get well soon, but I think just enjoy it while it lasts.
Yes. Devin, go get the dog.
Oh, yeah, the dog. That would have been a nice surprise to be. Oh, look.
Yeah, we already cleaned up one.
Oh dear. It's fertilizer for your garden.
That's right. I'll think of it that way.
But they loved it, just going out there and being able to run.
Really?
And just run around. They don't get to do that. Now they're just laying in
the water. Now they're just sniffing the edges of the border.
It's already on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they
do that. Are all the cars actually made? Wow. Here's a Boston truck in my car right now. But if it goes right there, I think it is. Oh, cool. You brought that out. Bye. Just unintentionally here.
I'm not sure.
It's in the trunk of my car. I want to give this to the
girl. Yeah. And I have a DVD for mom in my car. So I'll give that to you.
Okay. I just want to give this to you now. Yes.
Right.
Did you just break it?
No.
Okay.
One big thing about
it.
I don't want these anymore.
Okay.
There you go. Do you even have something? I don't think so. Yeah.
You want everyone else to come out?
Eventually. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Getting all the other cars and putting the world
big kind of feng shui, remember?
We're going to need Roomba over here with the crumbs that we're dropping.
Roomba, we're so happy. I
give
her a name. You need to touch Roomba. He's lonely. Oh. Nobody thinks he's going to bring us home. We had him put in our bathroom this morning. Do you remember that after the president was told that he was going to be at work? And we're looking at that room and I just took all the kids to the bathroom. Like, in the day, he went to the bathroom.
Chopping up wood? Must be ice.
What? I don't know. They just said here.
Okay, here he's fixing to find out that he has it on.
Hello, squirrel. Well,
that was it. That was it. I thought that surely at the end he would look at it and go, hey, who am I calling? Oh my gosh, I've been on the phone for 10 minutes. But he didn't. That was Kidge and Swifty in their first night at home. We got to share 10 minutes of their first night in their first new home. Isn't that sweet? Okay, well, Vials can do this, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. That's all we get for Redshift for a whole week.